So just a couple of basic things.
You are a very privileged group of young people. Not just because you are nice looking and you are very smart, but this is actually the first time, as far as I know, we have taken up the epistle to Colossae among young peoples. So you are such a privileged, lucky, I don't know if that's the right word, group. So we want to take advantage of that. And as I always say, make sure you have a pen or a pencil with you. You're going to take notes. You're going to be alert and awake because I know your name. And if I don't know your name, I know the person who's sitting next to you. I know his name or her name. So if you kind of, if I look around and I see you kind of half asleep, I'll call you. So be alert, be awake, take notes. You're not going to remember everything. Take notes, listen. And when somebody's speaking, do me a favor. Stop looking at your Bible or at the person next to you. Listen to what they are saying. Listen to what they are saying. If you have a question, you could write it down on a piece of paper if you are a sister and pass it around. You could wait after the meeting and we could approach any of us and we could help you out. This is just some ground rules here. We want it to be kind of all on the same. Because we really are really, really happy to see you guys. And we are very, very thankful to the Lord that you are here. And we love you and we want you to learn the word of God. Because as Brother Chuck was saying, Satan would try to hinder you from learning the word of God. Now, how many of you know or heard of Turkey? I'm not talking about the bird now. Turkey is a country. Okay. All right, good. Turkey is a country. That's where Colossae was. Actually, in the old days, it was called, this part of the world was called Asia Minor. Okay, small Asia. It's in the continent of Asia. Now, if you, those of you who know geography, it's right there, Turkey now. And there were many assemblies in there. At least we know, if you read Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, there were seven of them in there. Colossae was there. So we know where Colossae is. There are two nearby cities that were really, really important. Pay attention because I'm going to ask. One of them was called Laodicea. It's very close, about 5 days journey in those days if you have a slow horse. If you have a fast one and you drive fast like me, it'll probably take you a day and a half or so. Okay? So, and then there was another city there called Hierapolis. Okay? Colossae was in somehow the south part of those three countries. Laodicea was known to be a very wealthy, rich city. Self-sufficient city. The other city, Hierapolis, was known to have a very big medical facility. There was a lot of famous doctors in there, especially treat eyes. Colossae was somehow like in between, like the middle child, you know? Are you with me there? Don't close your eyes. And Satan have tried to take advantage of them. Said, listen, you guys are very, very important. And Christianity is okay. But I want to give you something that's even, we need to add something to it to make it better, to enhance it. The Apostle Paul, as we have heard, probably never went to Colossae. But there was a brother there who really preached to these men. They believed the gospel as a result of his preaching. They got saved. His name is Epaphras, and we read that in verse 7. And he really, really loved the saints. But the enemy was trying to inject in their mind and their heads some other weird, strange things. And as we study this week, you will realize this weird and strange things. You probably hear about it all the time in our present time. In the religious sphere, in the universities, in high school, nothing really new under the sun. So it's very important now that you pay attention to what is going to be said. Colossae, we know where it is now. We know the two cities around it. We know that they were believers in there, that they loved the Lord Jesus, just like you. And they were under severe attack from the enemy in a very, very subtle way to really ruin the faith that they have in the Lord Jesus, to ruin the basic truth of Christianity, and to try to add something to it. Are you with me so far? Good.
Perhaps it's good to emphasize the difference between this book and Ephesians. Ephesians was not, or Ephesus was not very far away from Colossae, Laodicea. But the book of Ephesians is quite different than this book. The book of Ephesians, we learn God's purposes outlined for what he's going to do for the assembly. Do you know something? You don't read a thing about it here. You don't read about God's purposes. There's a reason why. Their spiritual state was quite different at Ephesus than the saints here. The city was not very far away, but their spiritual condition was quite different. And that's a very important lesson for you and I. When my spiritual condition is not as it should be, do you know what the Lord has to occupy me with? Failure. Failure in my own life. So if we can see this, when we study the Colossian believers, Emil has told us, there were people that were allowed to come in from the outside that would have the opportunity to influence the children of God. Those people are still around you. They teach. They're out in the work world where I'm at. They sell. They carry Bibles. They look just like you and I. But their mission is quite different. Now, Paul knew that the Ephesians were going on well at this time. But he knew there was a bit of a problem with the Colossian believers. He rejoiced, it says in verse 6, for their faith which was in Christ Jesus. It's always a wonderful thing to run into, out in the world, others that know the Lord. When I bump into them, I hope we realize it's not an accident. The Lord brings me into contact with others, and I trust we see them as somebody maybe that the Lord has put us into contact with, that day, at that time, we might be a help to them. He says, not only that, not only your faith in Christ Jesus, but the love which you have to all the saints. It's not just the brethren. We're very fortunate to have the things the Lord has given to us. But do you know, there's a whole world of those that know and love the Lord Jesus. I hope we realize that. And that our hearts are big enough that they expand beyond the fellowship that we're a part of. And we know and love those that belong to Jesus wherever he brings us into contact with them.